This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is gaining an eighth seat in the U.S. House next year. The Census Bureau announced today that Colorado and five other states gained enough population in the last decade to increase their delegations. Colorado saw more than 725,000 people move here. Colorado uses a politically balanced commission to draw district lines. That panel will meet over the next several months. Nearly 100 people detained at the privately owned ICE detention center in Aurora have tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
As of last week, the outbreak included 96 detainees and one employee at the GO facility, according to a report by Congressman Jason Crow's office. People in detention centers like the one in Aurora face an extremely high risk of infection because of the tight quarters. ICE says the facility has seen a rise in new arrivals and transfers from border facilities, but the agency says it regularly tests new arrivals. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Dozens of law enforcement agencies are teaming up to curb street racing. Denver police issued 200 racing citations and arrested four people last weekend. Officials say illegal street races cause injuries, property damage, and are sometimes tied to other criminal activity. Police say a street racer killed a mother of two recently in Denver. Red flag warnings until 8 tonight for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Pueblo is at 84 degrees, Colorado Springs 76. This is CPR News.